Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour of News on the Hill. I am Brighton McConnell, 97.9 The Hill News Director, holding down the fort for you today. Let's get you caught up on everything local news. Probably one of the biggest stories of the day is yet to come tonight, and that is the anticipated Orange County Commissioner meeting. One of the most anticipated meetings the board has held in a while, as they are set to discuss a proposed development that has seen a lot of community reaction in the last few months. The public hearing to the potential Eflin Station development wrapped up last week, which means the project is now on the agenda for discussion among commissioners at their virtual meeting tonight. The development, which would include space for a hotel, bank, and restaurants around a Bucky's Travel Center, has drawn the attention of many residents who have voiced concern about the gas station element. The popular chain base out of Texas is known for its dozens of gas pumps, its retail centers, and its claim to the cleanest restrooms in America. I spoke with the chair of the county commissioners, Renee Price, last week following the end of the public comment period, and she talked about how the board will start its own deliberations tonight and also shared what kind of concerns were told to the commissioners last Tuesday.
Well, we heard another, I would say about 40 people had signed, or 45 people had signed up to speak, and that will be the end of the public comments. Well, the verbal comments. Residents have until tomorrow, Thursday at 9 o'clock, to submit written comments for the public hearing. And then on Tuesday, we will begin our deliberation. You see, during the during the public hearing portion, we say very little, actually almost nothing. We sit and we listen to about 100 people over the past three meetings.
Yeah, it's been a lot for you guys to take in, a lot of information, and then I imagine it would be this upcoming meeting where you get to see the full proposal, you get to ask questions of the applicant, and that's where people can really begin to, you know, hear the commissioner's thoughts and comments on it. I know that this has been a pretty hot button topic since the proposal was submitted, and a lot of people are interested in what the county leadership thinks about it, but it will be this next meeting where they will have an opportunity to kind of hear the questions that you guys have about the project, some of which I assume might be some of the ones that were asked during the public hearing.
Yes. Of course, we did see the proposal in December. We had an opportunity to ask a few questions, but then we opened it up to the public hearing, and that has taken up, you know, much of the time so far. Next week at our Tuesday meeting, we will have a brief presentation by staff and talk about any suggestions or recommendations that they have, changes or points of negotiation that they have had with the applicant or the developer. And then board members will have an opportunity to ask questions to both staff and the applicant. And at some point, we may entertain a motion to either approve or deny, or, depending on how the conversation goes, we may have to go into another meeting, maybe in February, but I'm hoping that we have a thorough enough amount of information in order to come to some decision on Tuesday, because this has been a long process.
Once again, that was Renee Price, the chair to the Orange County Board of Commissioners, and you heard her say there is a chance the commissioners will move to vote either for approval or rejection of the proposed Eflin Station development tonight. If there is not a vote one way or another, the board is not set to meet again until February, so that might be when we get a decision on this proposed development. Today is also the first day of classes for undergraduate students at UNC, so happy FDoc to them. It's yet another unusual semester as all courses are beginning as virtual learning due to COVID-19 trends across North Carolina and the rest of the country. Some students, however, are still in Chapel Hill and on campus, with the university saying there's a chance classes could be made in person about 3 weeks from now. Part of students' return to the area was required required re-entry testing, and on Monday, UNC released the early data of those test results and updated its COVID-19 dashboard. According to the university, more than 6,900 people completed their re-entry or first round of required asymptomatic tests within a six-day period last week. Two of three on-campus testing centers were open to help achieve that, as well as temporary testing spots at residence halls during move-in. The third testing center on campus is now open to UNC students to go get their twice a week regular testing done. Additionally, the university updated its Carolina Together dashboard, which aims to show the latest testing data for the campus community. And as of Monday, the dashboard said, since the beginning of January, the university reports 171 students and 110 employees have tested positive for COVID-19. The daily count as of Monday, was 16 student cases and 2 new employee cases. You can find more details regarding that data and UNC's testing protocols for students this semester on chapelboro.com. Speaking of COVID-19 data, we know that more than 400,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19, the U.S. passing that threshold today. And there is a COVID-19 Memorial Day that is going to be held just a few minutes from now across the country, including in Carrboro, where Mayor Lydia Lavelle proclaimed last week that there should be a Memorial Day. She explained why she made that proclamation to 97.9 The Hill, as well as more details about how the event came to be.
They wanted folks really across the country to view Tuesday night as a COVID Memorial Day, and to at 5:30 at town buildings, folks who have town buildings to put lights on, to have people light candles, to perhaps have churches ring bells. And I know in Washington, D.C., they're actually going to light up the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pole. It's the first time they've ever lit up the pole to memorialize American lives that have been lost like this. Just kind of a moment of reflection across the country the night before the inauguration to recognize the death of over, 345,000 people who live in the United States while we kind of look at our transition of our president. And so I issued that proclamation to make sure that folks were aware of this and to ask people if they could to join in this, I think, really kind of, nice idea that the Presidential Inaugural Committee had.
Once again, that was Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. COVID-19 Memorial Day will be held across the country starting at 5:30 tonight. You can hear my full conversation with the Carrboro mayor by going to the 97.9 The Hill page of chapelboro.com and going to News on the Hill before clicking on the Conversations with the Mayor's podcast. Time now for a look at sports. We're going to begin with some news from the athletics department. With the spring semester starting, more UNC athletics programs will be gearing up for the start of their seasons, but the community got a message from Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham on Tuesday, though, saying Tar Heel fans shouldn't expect to be in attendance for those early games. He said that the state public health guidelines still limit how many people can be in stadiums for matches. At the moment, student athletes are only allowed to invite 2 close family members in, and there is no general attendance and admission to these games either. Cunningham said, quote, "We will greatly miss seeing you in person, but everyone's health and safety must be our top priority. Our student athletes, coaches, and staff remain committed to following community standards and want to do everything they can to compete this semester. Remember, UNC hasn't had any sort of general admission to sporting events since last March when the COVID-19 outbreak began in North Carolina. We've got a couple of UNC programs that saw some action earlier today. The women's basketball team dropped its third straight game, losing on the road to number 23 Syracuse 88-76. The Heels had their chances. They had a 5-point lead entering the fourth quarter, but then the Orange just obliterated the Heels 27-9 in the final period to end up winning that game. It drops the team to 7-5 now. The Heels will look to get back in their winning ways this Sunday against Notre Dame. One UNC program that is having no problem with winning ways, that would be the UNC women's tennis team, which began its 2021 season as the number one women's team in the country, according to Oracle ITA Division I rankings. And they took on UNCW today. UNC Wilmington had no problem, won 7-0 in all of their matches, and that comes after beating the number 10 team in the country in a pretty contested battle over the weekend at the UNC Invitational. That team is stacked because despite ending their season prematurely last year, they bring back their entire roster thanks to the NCAA granting all players in spring sports an extra year of eligibility. So five All-Americans are on the court for head coach Brian Kalbas, but he also has three top freshmen that are on that team too, so a really great blend of talent. Moving back to some basketball news to wrap up here, the ACC chose first-year guard R.J. Davis as the men's basketball freshman of the week. Davis earned the honor after scoring a team-high 16 points in Carolina's loss against Florida State over the weekend and put up 12 points in the game before against Syracuse as well. Davis joins teammate De'Ron Sharp as the second different Tar Heel to earn the weekly award so far this season. That's the first time since 2010-2011 that UNC has had multiple ACC freshman of the week recipients in the same season. That year, they were Harrison Barnes, Reggie Bullock, and Kendall Marshall. The men's basketball program will return to action Wednesday night. At the moment, that game is slated to start at 7 p.m. It is 5:24 here on 97.9 The Hill. Got one more piece of local news that we want to get to before an interview with Endurance Magazine about a local initiative that they've been putting on. We learned last Thursday North Carolina's plans to shift its vaccine distribution phases to better mirror guidance from the federal government. These new groups now put people age 65 and older in the same as those 75 and older, which is different from before with how North Carolina was doing its vaccination. That change has not stopped the local senior centers in our community from continuing its work to protect elderly residents against COVID-19. 97.9 The Hill's Al Karras reports on how Orange County's senior population is keeping up with the flurry of changes in state and federal guidance.
In non-pandemic times, the two senior centers in Orange County serve about 700 people every single day, whether it be providing group meals, learning opportunities, leisure activities, or simply a sense of community. Now, the centers are helping lead the charge in vaccine distribution. Janice Tyler serves as the director of the Orange County Department on Aging and helps to oversee the county's two centers, which include the Passmore Center in Hillsboro and the Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. While it's been a difficult year adjusting services and fighting off social isolation amid a pandemic, Tyler said she has seen a big difference in her seniors' morale with the rollout of the vaccine.
The people that we saw on Monday and Tuesday, you know, and that was the 75-plus group. The governor hadn't yet changed to the 65. But, you know, so we saw some people that were pretty up in age, and they were happy. They were so glad to be able to come out and get a vaccine. And it was some of the folks that do participate in the centers. And I think it just gives them, as well as us, that glimmer of hope that, you know, we're going to get back to some kind of normal, maybe by the fall.
The Department on Aging and Senior Centers have been working closely with the Orange County Health Department to keep seniors updated as state and county vaccination guidelines continue to change. Despite initial rollout, Tyler said she is worried that some of the 75 and older population won't get their vaccines, now that the state has also opened up registration to those 65 and older under Group 2.
I'm glad that it was changed to age 65 and up, but it does concern me for our folks that are the 75 and the up and the older folks that don't have the access to technology. That I feel like our younger seniors will get through the system quicker. So we have to work to figure out how we are going to get our oldest of old adults vaccinated.
When vaccine registration initially opened on January 7th, during what was formerly Phase 1B, more than 4,200 Orange County residents signed up in 24 hours. Since then, as registration opened to include those 65-plus, Tyler said her department's phones have been ringing off the hook. Outside of the confusion stemming from changing vaccine distribution plans, Tyler said this is due to a significant portion of the county falling into the senior category.
When you look at the age, the population of age 60-plus, we've got more than 20% of the folks in our community are 60-plus. And then if you break it down to 65, we've got more than 15%.
Tyler said the 85-plus population is the fastest growing in the county. She said now the community has more older adults than it does kids ages 0 to 17. As UNC Health started vaccinating the public at the Friday Center last Monday the 11th, so did the two senior centers. Tyler said they did not publicly announce that the senior centers would also be vaccine distribution sites, as they didn't want the clinics to be overwhelmed.
You know, we did not want to be like other counties where you had older adults lined up for hours outside of a location in the cold, hoping that they were going to get a vaccine. So that was the reason that you didn't see anything out in the media that the clinics were being held at our locations. It wasn't until you called and got scheduled for an appointment that you knew that you were coming to one of the centers to get your vaccine.
After 2 days of successful clinics last week, Tyler said now they're just waiting to get the next clinic scheduled. And that means waiting for more vaccine supply to become available. For more information on how to register under Group 2, visit orangecountync.gov. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.